It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. In Decorah, a bald eagle that was viewed from hatch to first flight by thousands online was killed this week in what was thought to be a freak accident. Bob Anderson is with us now, executive director of the Raptor Resource Project. This is the project, along with Bob, that made these Decorah eagles world famous by first mounting the nest camera back in 2008. Hi, Bob.
Good afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon to you. What happened? What do we think happened? I guess we don't know for sure, huh?
Well, we know that the bird actually interacted with a transmission line. A transmission line is very high voltage. It's 69,000 kilovolts. And normally you don't have electrocutions by birds because they just tend to avoid this type of transmission line because it is such high voltage. Where we do normally see electrocutions are on distribution lines where, you know, like the smaller power poles that serve our houses and things like that. Some of them are old, some of them are dangerous. In this particular set, it was pretty modern, very up to code, and it was just a real freak accident that the bird was electrocuted. And the sad thing about it, it was a male that was flying absolutely the best. I mean, of the two remaining birds, one, of course, you probably heard broke a wing, but of the two remaining birds, it was flying the better. And
was the electrocution observed?
No, it wasn't. No.
Okay, you found the bird, though.
No, what happened was the International Transmission Company monitoring in Cedar Rapids saw in their computers, they saw that there was a blip, that there was a short in their transmission line out near the Decorah hatchery, and they sent a technician out, and the technician found the dead bird at the bottom of the tall pole.
Mm-hmm. And as you were saying, this is a particular bald eagle. I understand Ewot or Indy were the nicknames it was given?
Yes, we weren't sure what, because once the birds fledged, we really couldn't tell who was who anymore. They just didn't have a whole lot of unique markings. So we called it Indy because we actually, on the 4th of July, we put a transmitter on it. And so,
A few days ago, he got his transmitter.
Right, right. And he was just flying marvelous, and we just had, this would have been, as you know, we have a female that we've been following for 3 years that's just gone. In fact, she's up in Polar Bear Provincial Park now, and just giving us wonderful data. I mean, who would have ever wondered that or ever speculated that an Iowa Eagles would go up to Polar Bear Provincial Park for the summer? I mean, that's a giant unknown that we learned through radio telemetry. Yeah. And telemetry's also saved some of the babies this year. We have one female with a transmitter on that's just gotten in perpetual trouble. She's just been stranded in cornfields twice and then against a woven wire fence once. And both times, if we weren't able to track her down with the telemetry, she would have perished. So now she is our shining hope of having a baby fledged this year. And for the world to follow. There are lots of people that come to Decorah this next week. I think 300 people are arriving here too, as kind of an after-the-fledge party. And hopefully this female, we call Four, will be around and put on a show for everybody. This morning I was there, and both adults were sitting right next to her. One gave her a rabbit, and the other one gave her a squirrel. So a quail. So Everything's looking good. We at least have one surviving baby.
Back to the death of Indy this week on a high-voltage electrical transmission line. I see on your Facebook page, the Raptor Resource Project's Facebook page, thousands of comments. You can really see people have a connection with these animals.
You know, they do. They watch the baby hatch from an egg. They see it growing up, and they have this sense of ownership that is absolutely is extraordinary. I mean, if you drive by the Decorah compost site any day this week, there's always dozens and dozens of people with license plates around the country just staring at their eagles, and they've developed quite a following, kind of a surprisingly huge following.
Sadness expressed on the Facebook page, but also some anger, some outrage. What is the further sense of that outrage?
Well, people are really upset with the power companies because we have had several of the birds electrocuted. Over three of the birds of the Decorah eagles over the last few years have been electrocuted, and that probably accounts for the major problem of death is electrocution. And so people are just amazed that the electric industry really has stepped up to the plate. But in reality, they have. Many power companies have just really improved their poles, brought them up to code. And occasionally, there's some companies that might have a very old power pole that was put up maybe 30, 40 years ago that might be out of code. And when a bird is electrocuted, they're replaced immediately. But so it's nobody, no power company, no transmission company wants to kill an eagle. So there is a great amount of energy to try to prevent it. But sometimes a bird will zig when it should zag. Or I even know of one case where a bald eagle had a long fish, and it was sitting on top of the pole, and the fish touched the ground line, and the bird was electrocuted. So strange things happen around electricity. It can.
Even though there have been improvements by power companies in these transmission lines to prevent this, it's one of the leading causes of eagle deaths, it's thought, right?
That's correct.
Raptor deaths, right? So pressing for more improvements, I assume.
Well, we are, and you can bet the power companies are, going to assess this line. They already have. They've contacted the Fish and Wildlife Service. We supplied some photographs of the insulators and the scar and the scorch marks, and they're going to study it now to see what they can do to prevent that in the future, from taking place. And, this is the first time I've ever had to work with a transmission company, because normally I just work with the power companies themselves. But it's just... But they're Johnny on the spot. I mean, they said, Bob, what can we do? We'll do it. We'll take care of it. I mean, they're just doing everything they can to prevent future electrocutions.
Remind us, Bob, before we say goodbye, of what people can see when they tune into the Eagle cams there in Decorah. What do you have on site there?
Well, right now the Eagle cams are showing an empty nest because the remaining baby is about a mile and a quarter away from the nest. We're hoping that maybe in the next day or two she'll return to the nest, and then people can log on and actually see an eagle again. But for the last 2 weeks, the babies have fledged and so far haven't returned to the original nest tree for the cam. In a few more months, in just a few more months, the birds will start sprucing up the nest again for next year. And so there'll be a bird starting in probably October, November, where there'll be a bird or an eagle visible a lot of the time.
When a raptor loses a member of its group, are there any signs? Some animals really mourn. Do you see any signs of this?
I don't. I try to be scientific and not anthropomorphic. But, this morning was a magical thing. I mean, there were crowds of people at dawn at 5:30 in the morning looking at the Decorah mulch piles where this female and Indy used to spend a lot of time together. And all of a sudden, both adults came in and fed the baby. And this is something that they've just never done before. So people are thinking that the adults are showering this remaining baby now with attention. But whether or not they have... the ability to have remorse I really think that might be reaching it, but okay. I can sure tell you the public does. So
right. Looking at the Facebook page. Bob, tell us online, how do we best find your Raptor Resource Project?
If you just go to the internet and just raptorresource.org.
Okay.
And if you click on bird cams, you'll be led to about 25 different bird cams. Now, keep in mind, it's July. Most of the bird cams have wound down now for this season, but they'll start picking up an activity this fall, and then this next spring we'll have, many new bird cams. We do have one exciting new eagle cam this is the Philippine eagle cam that we're working on, and we're hoping next year to have it on the internet. We're hoping to use everything that we've learned with the viral Decorah eagle cam to help save the Philippine eagle, which is really on the brink of extinction. It's an incredible bird. It used to be called the Philippine monkey-eating eagle. It's only found in the Philippines, nowhere else in the world. It is the national emblem of the Philippine people, but it is reduced now to about 200 pairs. So we're really hoping that if we can set up a Philippine eagle cam and generate world interest like we have in our Iowa Decorah Eagle Cam, that maybe we can generate a sense of ownership by the Philippine people and a sense of awe by the world to maybe help try to save the species.
All right, Bob Anderson, thank you for your work. Executive Director of the Raptor Resource Project. Sorry to talk to you with such sad news, but we'll look forward to talking to you again.